a story we are woefully late on but want to cover anyway. On Friday, March 26th, 10 days ago, this is how late we are, at a speech in New Mexico that was mostly about home ownership, President Bush said the country should have, as a goal, achieving universal broadband access in 3 years.
And then we ought to make sure, as soon as possible thereafter, consumers have got plenty of choices when it comes to purchasing the broadband carrier. You see, the more choices there are, the more the price will go down. And the more the price goes down, the more users there will be. And the more users there will be, the more likely it is America will stay on the competitive edge of world trade.
President Bush, speaking in Albuquerque, New Mexico, will note that this idea of affordable, high-speed internet access is apparently very appealing to some voters. Later that same day, Senator Kerry offered a similar proposal. I talked about this earlier with Shenny Jardin. She's our media and technology expert, and she writes for Wired News. What difference would this make, and what is broadband technology they're talking about?
Well, it would make a big difference because only about 20% of Americans currently have broadband access, despite the fact that service is available to about 80% of us. And it's as important to the American population now as making sure that everybody had phone service was back in the 30s.
Define what broadband access is, would you?
It's one of those words that tends to get tossed around a lot without a real definition. The Federal Communications Commission defines it as internet speeds of 200,000 bits per second or higher, and that means about four times dial-up speed.
And when you have this, your internet experience changes significantly enough so people spend more time there. It becomes a much more useful tool.
You get more information, and you're more likely to use it more because it's always on, it's always fast, it's less frustrating.
How realistic is it, this goal that the president has set, universal broadband access in the United States within 3 years?
There is just as much skepticism about Bush's promise to provide on-ramps to the information highway as there was skepticism about Al Gore's claim to have invented the information superhighway. The announcement talked about when, but it didn't talk too much about how. And one key point in how is going to be ensuring that prices are low. If prices are low, as the president himself admitted in that announcement, more people are likely to be able to begin using broadband.
Is there anything the government can do to bring this about, or is this really in the hands of communications companies?
It's a little bit of both. One way that the federal government could kickstart broadband adoption would be to offer some kind of massive subsidy, something like a tax break or a fee that's added to the price of broadband service, kind of like the Universal Service Fund that was created back in 1934. And that fund helped to expand telephone service to Americans.
The analogy you used earlier.
Exactly.
Why are those fees necessary? What is it that's so expensive about getting broadband into people's homes?
The United States is a spread out topography. So we're talking about long distance that you have to lay cable to connect one area to another. So the geography, the topography of the United States is one reason why.
That would be true for places like Iowa, Nebraska, maybe parts of the Great Midwest. But what about cities like Los Angeles, Washington, Boston, Seattle?
You could argue that there are two sides to the challenge. One of them is regulatory. One of them is the way that telecommunications legislation is constructed. But the other side of this is the fact that the providers are entrenched telecom and cable providers, and there are issues of old technology architecture, but also old business models. So whether this comes from the private sector or whether this is something that's kickstarted by the government, something needs to change.
When you say old business models, what do you mean? They're charging too much?
They're charging too much. Broadband costs the average American household somewhere between $55, $75. That's the range my broadband bill falls in right now.
Well, you look at what President Bush had to say in Albuquerque, you look at the very quick response of Senator Kerry, and you would say this is something that political leaders are thinking about and are going to be talking about more.
And they should be, because making sure that businesses and individuals have access to the internet all the time, that's going to be something that's culturally important and economically important, and it's only going to increase in importance as time goes on.
Shenny Jardin writes for Wired News. She's a regular contributor here at Day to Day. Shenny, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Alex.